story. And also just having guys that are, you know, maybe they're capable three-point shooters, but they're not rock-solid, reliable three-point shooters. And so
the Lakers ignoring their other players was a huge part.
Was a huge factor. And so you can kind of succeed and fail in different ways in that respect. And the other way that the Rockets failed was that their defense just wasn't good enough. And I think that there are a bunch of reasons why that was the case. I mean, the failure in game four is its own thing. I mean, that to me was more of a failing of effort rather than personnel or execution.
Well, look, the Lakers going small, they have the best small ball front court in the NBA.
Absolutely.
Like, we can talk about their backcourt being questionable, but like they get enough from Alex Caruso and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to where they can be fine, or whenever they play Danny Green at the two and play a three small. Like, when you can put Anthony Davis at the five and LeBron James at the four, it's just going to unlock everything for you offensively.
Right, and the Rockets are the single best team in the league, in my opinion, at exploiting hiding spaces. And that could be a perimeter player that doesn't shoot, or it could be a big man that doesn't do a whole heck of a lot. Whatever it is, like the Rockets, I use the term generally threat assessment. Like the Rockets might be the best threat assessors in the entire league.
Yep.
That was especially true when they had Bezdelic, but it was also true overall this year. And what happened was when the Lakers went small and Rondo started playing a lot better, including on the defensive end, which was stunning to me because he's been bad on defense for most of the last 3 years, was there just were too many threats. And so it doesn't matter if you can assess them well, because they're going to get something good. And Davis had a bunch of offensive rebounds, and then there were a bunch of other things that came into play. And so I think, that's an interesting, part, like another counter is just talent, you know, like that's right. Going back to like how the Warriors won the championship. And that's part of why there've been a bunch of teams that undeniable talent in particular. It's like, well, the only way that you can be the battering ram is if you are a battering ram that can get through any type of wall, no matter how thick. And the fact of the matter is there are very few people who are that good, and Giannis isn't at this moment. But also remember that one of the other reasons why that didn't work was because they could load up so heavily on Giannis, because they knew that if they did that, it wasn't leading to gaps and fissures at other places that were going to cost them.
Well, there's that. And I brought this up on, I think, a recent podcast. I can't remember if I was talking about this on a podcast or on a phone call with someone. So if I have brought it up, I apologize. But the big thing with Milwaukee is that the way that they run their offense tends to be very stationary. They don't have much in the way of relocation, or they don't have much in the way of like backside screening off ball action. Right. So the Heat feel like they can actually stunt toward Giannis and then recover out to the three-point line, knowing that their guy is going to be there. Like, they don't have to worry about trying to relocate where that guy is, because he's relocated into a three-point spot, right? So I think that just the overall stagnation of that offense allowed for Miami to feel very comfortable with what it was doing defensively.
Yeah, I think that's true. And also, like, I mean, this came up after Giannis got hurt, but like, one of the ways that they could have attacked Miami was with a Bledsoe Lopez high pick and roll, which they basically hadn't run all year. And so there was some of that, which was the identity of the Bucks being so tied in with, we do this one thing really well, as opposed to Nick Nurse's philosophy of, let's try a bunch of different things, especially defensively. Like, it's not like the Raptors' offense was truly groundbreaking this year. But that idea of like, oh, we need to have reps in all of these different areas is an important one. But yeah, it definitely point taken overall.
Well, and let's talk about the Raptors and just close on this for a second here, because we're going to talk about the Celtics a lot more on this podcast. Not this one, but in future podcasts. How concerned should we be about how terrible Pascal Siakam was in this series? Because he was awful. Like, in every regard, he was pretty bad, I thought.
Some, but not dramatic. I mean, so Siakam has been, he was the most improved player last season, and he was in the conversation for most improved this season. And, you know, I'm not sure how much the overall arcs of players are relevant to Siakam. He's already 26 at this point, so you could say, oh, he's not going to be that much better, but he's already gotten so much better at ages where that isn't always true.
Yeah, the growth development curve is just
totally
different for him.
But if he has been good enough that the threshold has changed to, can he be the best player on a championship team? I think the answer is no. I don't think that he is that type of player, but I also don't think everybody has to be that type of player. I don't think that it's necessarily fair. And
well, there are like six guys in the league.
Exactly. And so I don't think Siakam, I don't think that he is good enough creating one-on-one to be that guy offensively. And then defensively, he's better as a cog in a incredible machine rather than, you know, like a one-man band. Like he isn't, I don't think very many perimeter guys can ever be that guy. And I don't think Siakam is either. So this, like, so if that's not Siakam's destiny, okay. You know, like, I think that there's, I mean, for him to become an all NBA caliber player is a triumph in of his own effort, but also development from the Toronto Raptors and everything else. But if you're defining success for the Raptors as them being a championship caliber team, and you are also saying that Siakam needs to be their best player, well, then it might be tough luck. Like that might not be the way it works. So I don't really know did I convey what I'm saying well enough?
No,
I hope I did.
I think you did, and I think that the big question is he good enough to be a number two?
Absolutely. I don't think he's a great number two for every number one.
Yeah,
and that's no, the that. Like we're not going to talk about Giannis stuff too much, but I actually don't love a Siakam Giannis pairing because I think not because their strengths are too similar, but because their weaknesses are too similar. Like
that team's the number one defensive team in the NBA immediately.
Oh yeah. They're the number one defensive team in the NBA. They have you could put so many different things around them, and one of the other intriguing strengths is you need shooting at every spot, but you can get it at basically any height. Right. You know, like if it's a 7-foot shooter, great. If it's a 6-foot-6 shooter, great. Even better. If it's 6-foot-2, sure, we can make that work. But they still would have trouble grading in the half court.
Yeah,
And by the way,
you bring up the idea of being the best player on a title team. This is the number of players who have been the best player on a title team in recent years, right? So we've got Kawhi, Steph Curry, LeBron James.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, sure. Like, we can say Kevin Durant was the best player on the Warriors, because he probably was in 2018.
He was.
Tim Duncan in 2014. LeBron James in 2012 and 2013. Dirk in 2011. 2009, 2010 is Kobe. The Celtics is Kevin Garnett. And then 2007 is Tim Duncan. 2005 is Tim Duncan. 2003 is Tim Duncan. Miami Heat is 2006. That's Dwayne Wade. So we're talking about 11 guys over the course of a 15-year career, over the course of a 15-year period.
Worth noting there are other guys that were at that level that just didn't. I would say there was a point when Chris Paul was the